Warning. The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Guardians of the Geekery, sir.
Episode number here. Okay.
216. You just made me look it up, and now you're going to be insert.
And then you just randomly push the button.
Button.
It wasn't random at all. I deliberately pressed it.
I'm over here pushing my button right now.
Hello.
Yeah, we know.
That's why you're going blind,
pushing
John.
Pushing up my buttons, babe. Wasn't that a Pussycat Dolls song?
Should be.
Did the Pussycat Dolls actually write songs? Or?
I didn't say they wrote it. I just said it was a song of theirs.
Oh, seems fair.
Did they actually sing the songs or did they just dance to them in videos?
Doesn't matter, really.
They were the mean girls. Doesn't matter. Her brother did like really good hair.
Who's her brother?
Jonathan. Something. Oh. And okay.
Didn't he have that TV show?
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, and then one time he hairstyled them for a video or something. Yeah.
Was Nicole Scherzinger one of them?
Yes.
Okay, she can actually sing.
Yeah, and she can dance too. She was on Dancing with the Stars, which is why I know.
And she was a judge for Sing Off, I think.
Oh, maybe.
She can dance if she wants to.
For inspiration.
No, she can't. She's not allowed because she's no friend of mine, so she don't dance.
Tiffles is just sitting there shaking her head, which you can't hear on an audio.
She's like,
podcast.
I don't like references.
I get that reference. I get that response from women all the time.
She leaned forward and said, didn't he have the TV show?
Yeah.
I am here.
Wasn't it Sheer Genius? Wasn't that the name of it? Sheer Genius?
Something like that.
Yeah. Sounds familiar.
Yeah. S-A-G-A-R. If only this was TV week, but it's not. Hi, John.
Be. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, welcome back.
Yay.
Your hair is purple.
Yes.
I tell you this because it's an audio podcast and people can't see.
We should switch microphones so I have the purple microphone.
I tried that.
But I have purple.
But I had purple first.
I like the purple, though.
See?
You've got purple.
I had purple before y'all.
You had purple when purple wasn't
you
cool.
You have the Hufflepuff mic. Just hush up over there.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll stick with my
I like that Matt has his Aquaman socks and shirt on and the green mic.
Not
He's
planned.
All coordinated and shit.
He's bounding.
Me and Tiff are like, yeah, fuck this noise.
It's a microphone.
Half a Christmas.
There we go.
And you're gray.
Yeah, well, that happens as we get older.
I know.
Well,
you look to be like, what the
now
hell
he's
are you
purple.
Talking about?
You're the gray Jedi, the new breed.
Yeah, I have a gray lightsaber.
And a walker. A lightsaber walker.
Back here. Either that or you're colorblind. You don't know. It could be any fucking color. We don't know.
Forget Skywalker. He wants to just be a land walker. You can't see us doing the hand motions of a old person walker. But that's what we are.
Like all of us in unison.
Yeah. It was actually synchronized podcasting.
Which is the only time we've ever done anything in unison in 225 episodes.
This is true. Yeah. We've known each other a little bit too long. So what's new with you?
Oh, I don't know. I got my hair dyed purple.
I saw that.
I released a new book, which is not safe for work, home, or anything.
Wow.
Which book is this?
My kind of book.
This, yeah. It is 100% Carol the Cat approved.
Oh, my goodness.
It's called Zombies Ate My Homework.
Oh.
It's the new installment in the Shingle series, which the Authors and Dragons crew were all taking turns, and we're releasing one short novel every month, and this was my month. And the basic premise is that some middle school kids are on a field trip to a science museum. And their stoned-ass bus driver hits a huge pothole and breaks an axle.
Ooh.
Right about the time, there's a chemical spill, and the zombie apocalypse breaks out.
Like you do.
Like that you happens. Do. So the kids have to take refuge because the stoned-ass bus driver freaks out and opens the door to the bus and runs off. Mm-hmm. And the kids have to take refuge from the zombies. So they run across the parking lot of a local strip mall, and one of the kids says, "We should stop in that pet store over there." And his brother says, "What pet store?" "That one. It's got a cat. Oh, that doesn't say kitty." And he says, "No, dude, that's Hello Titty."
Oh.
So the kids take refuge in the sex shop from the zombie apocalypse. And they have
to. So this is a story about kids, but not for kids.
100%.
He's like, don't be fooled by the cartoon images on the front.
So I shouldn't take this home and read this after Benicula to the 6-year-old.
Not to the 6-year-old. To the HB.
I hope that the 6-year-old would not understand any of the things in the book. So it's probably perfectly safe. It's like all those jokes you didn't get while you were watching MASH back in the day. Back in the day.
Or to be frank, Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, right. So yeah, there are a lot of new and innovative uses for butt plugs.
Oh my God.
Okay, now I have to read it.
I know, right? Like, what?
It's available for free with your Kindle Unlimited subscription.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. See?
Do it.
Yeah, we all decided that it would be fun to parody a very wildly popular children's book series that has a glowing green font on the cover and many, many books in the series. And we decided that shingles is another skin condition.
Does it go son of a
I
bitch
literally
in the
thought
night?
Of that.
So, yeah, that's what's new with me.
That's it?
There might be a thing or two coming.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't remember, John is not only a writer, but you're actually the head of Falstaff Books.
I am the co-founder and publisher of Falstaff Books, and we are happy to announce that in partnership with a lot of our other creative friends in the Charlotte community, that we are going to be producing. Yes, it's exactly you, Tiff. You are the one masterminding this entire thing.
I knew it.
Oh my
Gilmore
God.
Con.
I think that was a thing. I think
it was
done.
Actually.
Gilmore yeah. Christmas Con. Too, definitely.
I love that show. I've seen every episode.
Gilmore Cavill Con.
Oh boy.
Bring on the cavalry.
I'm a anyway. Cavalier.
But that's not what we're doing. Okay, sorry,
but
stop.
But kind of keeping in line with shingles and the spread of disease.
Great. That's how you sell it?
That's how I sell it. We're announcing a new convention that's going to take place in Charlotte starting in 2019, and it's called Contagion.
Contagion? Ooh. Tell us more. We know nothing about this event on February 9th, 2019 at the Queen's University Sports Complex.
No, we don't know anything.
Nothing at all. It's a celebration of creativity and learning as much as it is a celebration of geekdom and fandom. And it's going to be very focused not only on the creative processes and the creative individuals in our community, but also on educating and helping people advance their creative careers and get started in creative careers. So we're going to have we might be partnering with another organization to bring some local artisans.
Oh, like the Muggles Market?
Kind of like that, but that name's taken. So in the spirit of creativity, we're going to call this the Muggles Market 2.
Yes, but the creative part is we're not going to do T-W-O. We're going to do T-O-O, like as in also.
Exactly.
Mind blown.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, please don't blow your mind on the
Please
keyboard.
Don't blow anything
I can't
on the podcast.
I can't reach my mind from here.
If you could reach my mind, love. Okay, anyway,
wow.
Sorry.
Amazing.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to sit here and stare at the pork on the table and try to go to my happy place.
Probably for the best, John.
Well, it's better than the elephant in the room, right? Right, the pork on the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I like the fact that this convention that you're announcing for the first time here is more educationally minded, because I think there are so many great events that already exist where you can go and celebrate your fandom. And certainly that will be part of it, because you can't gather a group of geeks without that happening, right?
Without them arguing about The Last Jedi.
But the fact that you're actually telling people, don't just, you know, celebrate creativity, but actually
be creative.
Do it. Do a thing.
Like exactly. That was
Chris Hardwick says.
That was one of the things that we all talked about and we all agreed on is that there are plenty of opportunities almost weekly to come together and celebrate the things that you love and the geeky things that you love. It's not like back when we were all in middle school getting the shit beat out of us all the time. But there aren't as many opportunities for people to learn how to be a professional writer or learn how to be a professional podcaster or even be a podcaster like us.
Mm-hmm. Right. Whatever we are.
Right. I was going to say, where do we get those professionals?
Yeah, the they're going to be teaching the workshop.
They'll be teaching good.
We're going to be setting up the mics for the professionals. But those educational opportunities, while they're present to some degree at the other events in the Carolinas and even nationwide, there aren't very many events that are dedicated primarily to education. And that kind of education and professional and personal development is really something that we're focusing on with Contagion.
Right. So really to catch the bug and spread it.
Right.
So.
Exactly. And our event in 2019 is going to be a smaller event. It's going to be a one-day event on February 9th at the Queen's University Sports Complex. And it's going to be kind of a proof of concept.
I love that.
Yes.
Thank you, Dave Harlequin. Dave, thanks, Dave.
Yes.
Yeah, so proof of concept. So people can come out and kind of see what they're going to be excited about for 2020, right?
Exactly. We have a really clear vision for 2020.
Hindsight.
Hello.
2020.
Gotcha. There we go. I gave
punny.
You a second. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a really good vision for 2020, and it is a multi-day event with a lot of workshops led by professionals in podcasting and filmmaking, in cosplay creation, in writing and publishing, and in comics. There also are not local conventions that blend the multi-fandom conventions with comics. And that's something that I know Matt feels very close
strongly,
to.
Yes.
As do I. I mean, yeah. Like we've talked about, I used to work for Shelton at Heroes, yeah. Hard to Find. I've loved comics ever since I was a little bitty nerd as opposed to the giant overweight nerd I am now. So, yeah, we do want to have a comic and a comic creation aspect to the event. And, you know, some cons can't really do that because a lot of the multi-day events take place in the summer and Heroes Con takes place in the summer. And you don't necessarily want to overlap. But since we're looking at earlier in the year, there's a lot of separation time-wise between what we're looking to do and some of those other events.
Yeah. And it's really, you know, a big part of getting to the business of geekery. You go to a lot of conventions that are fan-based conventions that are great, but the topics are not about the business of being a geek.
Right.
And I think that that's something new that people, you can go to a professional convention and pay hundreds and thousands of dollars to have people give you gobbledygook and key phrases and you walk away knowing nothing. Or you can go to an event like this where you can actually talk to authors and writers who are writing in the genres that you're writing in and making a living and succeed at what they do and actually talk to them and then interact with them. So
absolutely. And that's something we're really pushing for. I've spoken at some statewide and national conferences on various events. And yeah, you're right. Even the North Carolina Writers Network, which is a great fall gathering, it's a couple hundred dollars to go.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be focused on writing science fiction and fantasy. I mean, I've been on faculty there, and they do have some paneling geared towards genre fiction, but that's not their primary focus.
Right.
The writing workshops that we're going to have at Contagion will be more focused towards genre fiction, sci-fi, fantasy, comedy, horror, the kind of stuff that nerds read.
Yeah, and we're going to have, it's going to be multiple workshops. It's because usually if you go to a con, you have the one writer's workshop, and it's just everybody lumped together. And if you're writing horror, which is what I do, it doesn't really mesh with hard science fiction unless that's what you're meshing it with.
Right.
So it's kind of difficult when you're sitting next to two people writing totally different genres to try and get the same benefit from a writer's workshop. So
absolutely.
It'll be nice to have workshops dedicated to different the different genres that we all read. I mean, we're all, you know, we're all geeks, but some of us like certain things a little bit more than others, and it'd be nice to have that separation or that focus.
Absolutely, and a lot of times when you go to the multi-fandom conventions, they have one writer's workshop, but they don't have any hands-on how to start a podcast.
Right.
There's nobody there. There are people there talking about how to get your mics and how to get that set up, but you don't have people talking about what is Libsyn? How do you get your artwork right for iTunes, and how many passes is that going to take?
Exactly.
The whole process, yeah. There's so many nuts and bolts. And
one of the things, because I will be working on programming for this convention, one of the things I do want to do...
Carol Coles, programming director.
What an odd choice.
Because one of the things I do want to do is not just have how to make a podcast, but actually have people who attend that workshop sit down and talk into a microphone so they can listen to themselves and say, okay, this is what you do. This is what you sound like. This is, you know, here are things you can do a little bit differently, but have them actually sit down and do it.
How to interview a guest. How to not interview a guest.
The how whole, to stumble like, over your words like Carol just did.
No, but like I think about the things, you know, and John, you can back me up on this, but like when people come to our podcast for the first time, we have a lot of guests and we have people that for our Kickstarter for Geek Gal a couple of years paid to be on the podcast, and then they come and they say yes or no. Yep. And they don't say anything, or they feel like it's their one chance to say everything they've ever thought of instead of staying on topic. And so here we are an hour and a half later trying to, you know, rein them back
wrap
in
it up.
Yeah.
Gotta
and,
pee.
And,
yeah. And that's, you know, and that's another thing. It would be nice to focus on selling not just your work, but yourself. Because if you're a writer, you have to actually get out there and push your work. It's not going to push itself.
Well, and I think that's one of the fun things that we've talked about is we've talked about programming and Carol, you know, spearheading it. But, you know, Matt comes from a comedy zone background and having worked in comedy for a little while, and John, aside from your writing, comes from a theater arts background, you know, and Matt and I both come from radio, and Carol comes from Ren Faire cosplay 24/7, and we all come from worlds where and Tiffles
likes Christmas
comes from uptown.
No, but Tiffles
business casual class.
But you know, even the whole reason why Tiffles you first joined the podcast is because we realized we had a gap, which was somebody who's new to geekdom that doesn't understand.
No, I thought she came over for pizza and we just threw her on the podcast.
Well, she's a combination of the two.
Yeah, she just said, "Do you mind if I hang out?" And then she started talking. So we were like, "No, now you're not hanging out." No,
she's never spoken before. We got totally hooked.
She got all out in the first episode.
She never talked again.
Yeah, I was like, "When was this talking shit happening?" Because this is like my 14th time on this podcast. And
the look she's giving you.
Oh, no.
You just seared off one side of John's beard with your eyes.
Which is not a good look for me, just no. for the record. As long as you leave the goatee, we can't see how many chins I really have.
Same with my beard, my friend.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
I will say it's interesting from going to regional shows and then going, this will be the fourth year if I go this year up in Boston, this HubSpot Inbound conference. And it's not Dragon Con size, it's about 18,000 people, but a good size.
Oh, just
eight, yeah, just yeah. Compared to Dragon Con, which is like 75,000 plus. They want to tell you the real number.
75,000, then they stop counting.
Yeah, we can't, our clicker's broken, we can't do it.
Oh gosh.
But I remember they, you know, it was a big marketing conference, and they had one panel on podcasting that first year I went, and it was from somebody from HubSpot Dublin, who I became friends with, Jenny Butler. But after this great talk on podcasting and how to get started, and people, you know, there's other people like that were actually doing it like we were. And I went up to her afterwards, and I was the only one who asked her if she wanted to record a podcast with me. A room full of wannabe podcasters and podcasters. They all had the equipment with them. I just had my phone. I think I was on episode 6 of that, of my work podcast, and John, you've been on it, but it was I was like, there's not a line. I really thought, I'll just give it a shot. But I was the only one. There were a couple of questions afterwards, but I was the only one that asked her that. And she goes, I was really shocked by that. but we recorded it, and it's been one of the most popular episodes we have. It was an 8-minute podcast. You can hear people walking by, but we just talk about what's the key to really podcasting. The tagline was, just shut up and press record. It's that fucking simple.
Yeah.
And it's like, but to get that message across, but it's like, yeah, we want people, you know, with this, we want people to interact.
Yes.
Right.
We want artists that are teaching you how to art, you know, how to make art. Maybe probably not how to do that, but how to market it, how to do social media, how not to just sit at the fucking table and let people walk by and don't be on your phone. And
oh, God. Well, you and I do a ton of these small comic cons.
Right.
And I was sitting next to, I'm always sitting next to a comic artist at one of these events. Yeah. And one of the guys at one of them was like, man, you move some stuff. Like, well, yeah, because all you dumbasses sit there and draw all day and you don't ever look at anybody.
Right.
They're like, what? I said, say hello, jackass.
Yeah. Matt has the special skill because he has more comic book background than I do to be able to shout out and say, hey, Venom. Hey, Ant-Man. Oh. Hey, back page, you know, version of Wonder Woman. You know? And I'm like,
very obscure shit.
Yeah.
But, like, oh, wow, that's cool. Scarlet Spider.
Like, yeah. But I've learned, you know, and so I'll be like, what did you get? What'd you buy? Who are you dressed as? You know, and you just start talking to people. And we literally will have people sitting next to us and they never talk.
And, you know, the thing that you're doing that you have kind of adapted naturally is one of the things that companies pay people a shitload of money to teach them, a very simple tactic about working a booth. You don't ask yes or no questions.
Right.
You don't say, are you having fun? Yeah. Bye. Right. You say, what'd you get?
Yeah.
Where did you find that piece of art? Who were you cosplaying? Where'd you get that cool Groot t-shirt?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it helps sometimes that the movie companies give us stuff. So I'm like, it's free. That's like,
you know,
and then I'll, you know, the same thing with the candy, it's free. And if I want to get just a crowd at my table, I just yell it out to some teenagers and then I've got a crowd, but you know, free candy. And they're like, woo. So,
you know, it's funny when I do that, the police show up.
Well, that's because you got it painted on the side of your van in like a scrawl, free candy.
Yeah. Is that bad?
Yeah.
I mean, I left my clown suit at home.
Yeah, but you're wearing the makeup, John. You're still wearing the makeup.
Probably we all float down here, tagline, painted on there is a little too much.
Little red balloons.
But, you know.
Here, kid, you want a free balloon?
Oh, no.
And the other thing, too, is knowing what your skill set is. Now, Carol and I travel together. We're con wives. And we have done events together. And we kind of know what each other is good at and what we're not good at. So
I'm not good at talking to strangers.
Right. So the thing that Carol does well is she's good, like with my Muggles Market event, going around to the vendors and spotting somebody who's got good quality stuff because she's a crafter herself. She's a seamstress and stuff. And she also knows the fandoms, which, you know, I started at 33 took me a little longer to catch up. So
I started at 3.
I know. Well, and some of the stuff, like later on, I realized it was geeky, but I didn't know. It was out of context. But anyway, but that's a skill set. Also, she drives really fast. And so
yes, I can attest to this.
That helps too. And, you know, but we know what works and what doesn't work. Yeah. And sometimes you have to figure that shit out too. If you're somebody who can't talk, then you need to find somebody who can talk to bring to your table, you know?
And if you're a giant man with tattoos and resting murder face, dye your hair purple. It makes people less afraid that you're going to cook and eat them.
Yeah, but see, like when Carol and I walk in with our bright red and bright purple hair, we get a different reaction.
You don't look like you've stepped off the set of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, but
I have to say, as an introvert, ever since I dyed my hair purple, it has actually forced me to interact with people because people will walk up to me and say, I love your hair.
Yeah.
And I've had people stop me at like gas stations.
We go to Denny's and all of the waitresses came over to tell us that they, especially Wanda.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They loved her hair. Well, Wanda has blue, purple, and green.
Yeah, she's got, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's very dark and it was very vibrant.
And she's older than us and we're in our 40s. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I found that having purple hair and a semicolon tattoo on my wrist draw a lot of conversations from places I wouldn't necessarily expect.
Yeah.
I did not expect a 10-minute conversation with a Hooters girl about the semicolon tattoo on my wrist.
Huh. Yeah, my don't panic gets noticed. Of course, I've got my Fitbit on, so now it just says panic.
Which works with the Fitbit. Which
works with the Fitbit. So, but yeah, my don't panic gets some gets.
Because every people, time I think of wearing a Fitbit, I start to hyperventilate panic. A little.
Yeah, I get it with my geeky leggings. People evidently look at my legs a lot. So, or my geeky slippers when I'm walking around a con. I mean, like, if you're not good at starting a conversation, figure out something that works. Mm-hmm. You know, the purple hair, the semicolon,
pro wrestling t-shirts.
My canine Doctor Who slippers. Yes. Those always start a conversation, you know.
My midriff shirt, definitely conversation starter.
Yeah, those spandex booty shorts that you wear all the time.
Well, you know.
The coconut bra's a good one for you, too.
Thank yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really filled out.
Tiff's mohawk, I mean.
Yeah. And that bright pink of the mohawk. I'm surprised that they
I wanted some attention. What can I say?
Is that business casual?
Definitely.
Business super fucking casual.
So back to Contagion.
So Contagion. So the one day event will be a little bit more limited attendance.
Yes.
And it's a one day event.
Part of the one day event will be limited attendance. We'll have limited space in the workshops.
Yes.
But the Muggles Market 2 will be free and open to the public.
And we'll be doing a food drive once again for that.
Yes.
So if you want to come to the Muggles Market and just hang out and come to that part, one of the nice things is there's so many amazing artisans in the area that we can actually vary up from the Muggles Market itself, which will be Saturday, November 3rd at Noah's Event Venue, followed by the 10th anniversary of the Geek Gala. And you'll be at Muggles Market on November 3rd. Falstaff Books will be there, and John himself will be there with his purple hair. Well, although by then, it could be a totally different color.
It could be. I'm holding the purple till Dragon Con, but I don't know what November will bring.
I know. Having just redone my hair color, I was told that I kind of needed to keep this color scheme for a year. But I can change up the shades.
So they're saying, let's not bleach your entire head again
for a second time? Yeah. Which I'm okay with, because that was a scary, like, 20 minutes of straw on my head. I was like, no.
Yeah.
So the Muggles Market, too, will be free. But we'll be to switch up some of the artisans. So some of the ones that you see at Muggles Market are going to be different from the ones at Muggles Market, too. And thank you for letting me bring that to Contagion. So...
thank you for being a part of it.
Yeah.
And the workshops will be limited and they will sell out. They will definitely sell out.
Especially with some of the folks that we have leading these workshops. We have very experienced people. We have New York Times bestselling authors that have agreed to participate in workshops for us. So it's going to be great. Awesome.
So if people are interested and want to get a ticket, where would they go?
They can go to con-tagion.org.
Yeah, so con-tagion, C-O-N, like con, like convention, and tagion,
like
as in tag, not ion, tagion.org. Org.
Yes.
Yeah, the org is important, unlike some people who spent an entire day trying to reroute the contagion.com website to different servers and... strangely enough, having no success.
Not mentioning any names, you won't be doing a panel on how to set up your website,
I will not be doing a panel on how to set up your website.
Yeah, so, definitely check it out. Please be aware that the tracks that are available in 2019 will be expanded upon in 2020. Yes,
and it will be, for 2020, it will be a lot of learning and a lot of workshops, but we're also going to have fun times at night as well.
Right.
Because it is a full weekend convention.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know, there may be some things that pop up at the end of the day on February 9th.
Yes.
But at this time, they're not scheduled. So
yeah.
Because it's not 2019.
That's right.
Or February. It's barely May.
Barely May.
Yeah.
So we be figuring some more shit out between now and then, y'all.
We have a lot planned.
Yes.
But there's more to come. But we wanted to get the party started. Get the word out.
So you better get this party started.
I'm coming. And so author karaoke won't be part of 2019, but perhaps 2020.
That's not totally true, possibly.
Really? Possibly.
I'm excited. Hope. You can There's always hold hope. Out hope.
I just, my favorite memory of Con Circuit 2017 was Darren, John, Carol, Misty, and I, and some other folks.
Jim Nettles.
And we were at Congregate having breakfast, and Darren, Misty, and I went into a 70s karaoke session. And it was awesome.
And Darren and Jim Nettles were to blame for that, because they did legit karaoke of Meatloaf's Paradise by the Dashboard Lights at RavenCon.
Right.
And it was glorious and horrifying.
Mm-mm. Yeah, both at the same time. Because
Jim can't hit those high notes.
But he tried.
It was trying.
Mm-hmm. As my mama always said, make a joyful noise. No emphasis on the word noise and emphasis on the word joyful. It's not joyful harmonic melodic tune. It's joyful noise. So.
And it was late enough in the night that we were all pretty joyful. So, which I hear sometimes people get joyful at conventions.
Yeah.
Joyful, maybe. Joyful. We adore thee.
Sometimes, yes.
Carol has a six shot joyful meter. If you get six shots in Carol, she becomes very joyful.
And she starts lighting things on fire.
If you get seven shots.
Or attempting to.
No, seven shots means she lights things on fire.
Let me show you my fire skills. No.
But the thing we learned was not to mix Tuaca.
Tuaca and any sort of vodka. Or just not mix them, but don't drink Tuaca and then a vodka drink and then Tuaca and then a vodka drink.
Let's just make a hard rule that if it rhymes with cloaca, you don't drink it.
I love Tuaca. I truly do. But I can't drink anything after Tuaca because it just...
I can't the word Tuaca without thinking cloaca, which is a very different thing.
Yes, very, very different thing.
Let's just say that Carol swiftly gave away the Tuaca bottle on Sunday of RavenCon. And I was glad.
I also swiftly gave up some pizza.
I wasn't going to mention that, but there's nothing like being in the bathroom and having somebody making noise outside of the bathroom, but you're in the middle of something, so you can't get up to make way.
The weird thing was, I wasn't that drunk. I really wasn't that drunk.
And then I was like, are you fine? She's like, I'm fine. Bleh. I'm good. Bleh. No, I really feel much better. Bleh.
Well, yeah, you're fucking concave now.
And
when you puke yourself two-dimensional, yes, you feel better.
I feel so much better. I got no mess at all.
We paid the cleaning people in person a lot of money.
And they are still pissed.
You did. But no, I made sure that I handed them the cash because, I wanted them to know we were sorry.
Because they were sure as hell going to be.
It wasn't that bad, really.
Well.
It wasn't that good.
It wasn't that good.
No, it wasn't that good. It really wasn't.
Because I saw you
drinks,
Sunday
people.
Morning.
Sunday morning was actually fine. Cause
yeah, this was Saturday morning. Because we did our room party Friday night. And so this was Saturday morning.
I learned my lesson. And Saturday night, I did not drink all that much.
No, like I said, she gave the Tuaca away. So
I had gout in my toe, so I didn't drink all weekend. It was weird to see a con completely sober.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever want to do that again. I'm a little scarred by it.
But they had those nice statues everywhere that made you think you were drunk because they were just so fucking weird.
There was a Frankenstein chicken.
Yeah, a monster cock.
Well, I mean...
Oh.
That's just every day.
John? No.
You can put it away now.
Put it away now.
All right.
So contagion. Catch this, it, but not from John.
Seriously, we are putting on a con. Can you imagine what is going to happen?
Please don't puke at the Queens Sports Complex. Thank you.
No, we're not allowed alcohol at the complex.
No.
At the complex, but
the after party. AF, y'all.
Yeah.
That's right.
There will be
we're
an after party somewhere.
We're also taking sponsors for the after party, so if anybody has large tracts of land and bountiful alcohol,
Hit us up.
Yeah. And a special trash can for Carol.
Nah, I won't be mixing. I won't be mixing.
That's what she says now. She'll forget.
I'll go back to my whiskey.
It's almost a year from now.
It's almost a year from now.
I'll go back to my whiskey.
But we're really excited. So, yes. You know, Contagion, catch it, create it.
Yes.
Contagion.org. February 9th, Saturday, February 9th.
Yes.
And if you're a Muggles Market vendor, or if you've previously been turned down for Muggles Market because somebody else had your category, go check that out. We will be sending out emails as well if you're on our list.
And if you're a creator of any other kind and you're interested in offering a workshop, go to the website and hit up the contact form.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And we will get back to you. That is for sure.
Okay.
All right. Well, John, thank you so much. And again, if you want to read something by John in the meantime, read The Zombies Ate My Homework.
Read Zombies Ate My Homework, or you can listen on Audible to my newest audiobook release, which is Amazing Grace, which is our friend Wanda's favorite book of mine. I also think it's the only thing of mine she's ever read, but it's beside the point. She really liked it.
And also, awesome. You know, check out charlottegeeks.com. We've partnered with Falstaff, and every Wednesday we're highlighting a new author that you may be interested in, and they all write different genres.
They're all over the genre fiction spectrum, from superheroes to old pulp to new pulp to horror, science fiction, fantasy, high fantasy, lowbrow fantasy, all kinds of stuff. We've had all kinds of authors and Bubba. Plenty of stuff in the Bubba the Monster Hunter and Quincy Harker universes, and I keep finding new authors, so we'll be able to keep that feature running for a long, long time.
We're good with that. We're good with that. So, and we will be actually book club for Guardians of the Geekery. We'll be covering Leanne Rattel's newest book.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we'll be checking that out in a couple weeks.
Yes.
But I think it's about time to wrap this up. We're going to start talking about Infinity War. Spoiler. On the next episode.
Spoiler-filled review.
So by the time you listen to the next episode, you should be one of the 500 million bajillion people who have seen the frickin' movie.
Yes, don't get mad at us. We love you.
Bye.
Go to Contagion. Go to Guardians of the Geekery. Go to charlottegeeks.com. Buy a Geek Gala ticket. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Guardians of the Geekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Filstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.